Parshas Vayomer, Chazal say in Brachas Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis that the reason why they were mitakin Vayomer, Be'etzem, the Kabbalas Ol Machshamayim, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs is the first two parshas. What does Parshas Vayomer have? Chazal say that there's five different shalav girsa, five or six. Rashi said it says five and it really is six. Girsa on the side, they say six different things that Chazal enumerate are reasons why there were Kaveya Vayimra as a chiluk of Kriyashma. The first one is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sittis. The reasons why we have Parshas Vayimra is a chiluk of Kriyashma. We'll enumerate five or six different reasons why it's a part of Kriyashma. One is we're supposed to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Two is Tzitzis. Three is Ol Mitzvahs, it actually says. Which is a shadow with that was included because Be'etzem Ol Mitzvahs is really a chelik of Vahoyim Shemaya is really Ol Mitzvahs. Das Minim, Heruri Aveiro, and Heruri Avodah Zarah. So, as we'll see as we go through them. But Be'etzem, there's Kama V'Kama, there's more Brachas Daf Yud Beis. Kama V'Kama Dvarim, why we mentioned Vayomer as a chelik of, even though it's not Kabbalah Somach Shemayim, Kabbalah Somach Mitzvah, one of the things maybe Kabbalah Somach Mitzvah, so that's not the Ikon Akuda, it's other different things that are mentioned along the way. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Lemar. So, Rashi usually attaches Lemar as to say over. The Ramban in Parshat Vayiro is actually a chelik. He says Lemar is a lashon of a chizuk. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's borer, I know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu peh al peh. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemar. This is exactly what he said. It's clear that this is what he said. It's a lashon of a chizuk, which just it helps out a lot of times. A lot of times the Lemar isn't Lemar lachirim, which is what the Ramban kasha on Rashi. The merely says that's not really lav dafka, that's what Lemar means. The Pasha Pshat says Lemar is a lashon of chizuk. It's like reiterating this is exactly what was said. Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. So what's a double lashon? Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. So a lot of times Rashi says lahazir gedolim alaktanim. However, here he does not say that. Kama the Mefarshim say in different nekudas. The Goyin says, the Yitzhak say in different ways that they say it is. It's referring to the Klalim and the Pratim. Davar b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. Davar is the Klal, which is said here, that's Torah Shebuktav. V'amarta aleihem is all the Pratim, which are not said here. That there's Eid Chutim, and there's five Sharim, and there's all the different Nikudis of the Tzitzis. That's all the Pratim are not said here, but that's Nichlal in the V'amarta aleihem. It's also supposed to be said to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Klal Yisrael. Davar b'nei Yisrael, the Klal, v'amarta aleihem, the Pratim. Vasulem Tzitzis, Alkan Tivik Deim. Tzitzis literally means, Rashi gives two pshatim, he says the first pshat, literal pshat, he says tzitzis is something which is appendage, something which is sticking out, fringes, something which sticks out of, so asulam tzitzis, they should make fringes, alkan pevik deim, on the knofis of their, on the corners of their garments. Lidor reisam, for all generations, not specifically, since the whole reason is that you should remember the mitzvahs, if you remember the mitzvahs, think without it, you have a generation which is kulei zakai. Still, you need a lidur eisam. It's a mitzvah that is mutl on all of Klal Yisrael. V'nosnu al tzitzis haknof psil tcheles, and you should put on the fringes of the corner a strand of tcheles. V'yolachem le tzitzis. What does this mean? V'yolachem le tzitzis, and it should be for you tzitzis. What was the pasha taish? The Mefarshim say the Rashbam, other Rishenim, other Mefarshim. V'yolachem le tzitzis is working with the second pshat that Rashi says. The tzitzit is the lashon of meitis menacharakim. It's to be able to stare at something, to be able to watch something. V'hoyo lachem letzitzit, this should be for you something that you look at, that you're meitis at. It's not v'hoyo, they will be for you fringes. Put fringes, they will be for you fringes. Put fringes, and they will be for you something that you should be looking at. V'ri'isem oisai. And you'll look at it, uzachartem as mitzvahs Hashem, and remember the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dahinu, the psil tcheles is named to the kisei hakovei, to the yam, to the rakia, to the kisei hakovei, which will be mazkir you of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the old mitzvahs, uzachartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. It's interesting, over here it says mitzvahs Hashem, and Hemshech it says the same thing, leman tizkiru v'asisem is kol mitzvahsai. It's Noichach and Nister. Different Mitzvahs Hashem is like third person, Mitzvahsai. Risem Vizchartim is called Mitzvahs Hashem, Vasisem Oisem. And it should be something which should propel somebody to do the mitzvahs. Once you remember the mitzvahs, then you remember to do the mitzvahs, and it'll help you. It'll help you. That's the Gemara in Menachos says the story of the Yid that was going to go to the Mechaitim with the Zaino, and the tzitzis hit him in the face, and he stopped. And it's supposed to be a reminder. It's supposed to be, this is our semel, this is our the stamp from Ribbono Shel Olam that we're the Avadim. And that's why they're really supposed to be, like the Mishnah Berurah says, they're supposed to be out, so you should be able to see them to remember them. That's the purpose, that you should be able to remember. If you don't, if they're hiding, then Be'etzem, you're not going to see them, and you're missing their memories. Don't. Rashi says that the Inayim and the Lev are traced to Surei Achet. A person sees something, and then his Lev is Choymid, and then his body does it. And the Porsche will ask, so then it should say V'leis Asura Achrei Neichem Achrei Levavchem. And the answer, L'chor, the Pashup Shad is that you're right that your eyes see first, but your eyes only really process it as a problem when the Lev desires it. The eyes see it, that's why it's stockless. To see something, all the things that are Isser stockless, but Pashtis, the Isser is only his stockless, which is gazing and not Re'iyah. If a person sees something for a second, it's only when he continues the way that the Nefesh HaChaim says, the way that the Chaim Lashon says it, is that Isser, Mistakhtas Barayis, is the continuation of the gazing, Lehano. The first second, that's okay. That's whether you should do Lechatchila, it's very, you're Tzichot Asair. But there's no Isser in the first second that he saw it. It's the continuation, which is the problem. So the Re'iyah Lav Dafki is the issue. It's when the heart is screaming and then the eyes continue, that's where it's a problem. So you're right that the eyes see it, but it's the Achrei Levavchem, Achrei Neichem, then the eyes go after the heart, and they continue to want something, desire something that they shouldn't. Laman tizkeru v'asisem eskol mitzvoisai, that you should remember all the mitzvahs. V'asisem eskol mitzvoisai, to do all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yisem kadeshim lelekechem. It could be, there's a shadow, what does it mean, v'yisem kadeshim lelekechem? Through this mitzvah or through all the mitzvahs? It would be more geshmak to learn that it goes through, it's actually 2 days in the Yalkut, in the Medrash, Chazal. But if you understand that it's going on all mitzvahs, then you can understand, Laman Tisku v'asisem eskol mitzvahs, you just said, that's through the tzitzis, but Laman Tisku v'asisem eskol mitzvahs, it's be'etzem, the tzitzis should be something that should be a reminder to do all the mitzvahs. And through all these mitzvahs, you will become Kaddish to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Every mitzvah is a way to bring Kedusha. The Targum Yonasan says, what does it mean? You should be Kaddish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, V'yisim Kedoshim, just like the Malachim are Kaddish. He says, just like the Malachim are Kaddish, V'yisim Kedoshim, like the Malachim are Lelekechem, you will also be Kaddish like those Malachim. Which is really the purpose of all mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is supposed to be mezachich a person, to make him like a malach, like the Derech Hashem is like a the Ramchal's Masbir. He says that's be'etzem, the tachlis of a yid, the tachlis of a mensch, is to make himself that he should be purify himself to the darga of a malach. Because we find there's few and far between that got actually to that highest darga. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chanoi, Chaliyol, he mentions them all. But be'etzem, that's the what we're the aim is. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Yitzitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem Elokeichem, which is Rashi says Hashem Elokeichem is Hashem is Rachamim, and Elokeichem Elokim is Din. That means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a person does a mitzvah, he's neman to give schar, and if he doesn't do the mitzvah, dayan lifreya, do all the mitzvahs. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. If you don't do them, then you're in trouble. If you do them, you're in good shape. Asher Tzitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lio Yislachem Lelekim, Rashi says, I took you out of Mitzrayim for the purpose that you should be Mekabel my Gzeres. The reason why, Tavdu Nes Alekim Ala Harazeh. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim is that we should be Zavod Mekayim Ez Mitzvah. Ani Hashem Lekechem, once again it continues, Ani Hashem Lekechem, which the Mepharshim say, that means that once again HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reiterating, you could say theoretically, listen here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did he give us Mitzvah? Give us Mitzvah, so we should get schar. That's what he wants to do. He wants to be meitiv to us. So, fun. I don't want to do mitzvahs. I don't want to get the schar. Ani Hashem Lekechem means whether you like it or not, I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu Lekechem is going to be dying lefroy if a person doesn't do it. And the schar, it's the flip side of the schar. If you do it, it's not just that you don't have schar. It's the Oish if a person doesn't. We're now Avadim to Kadosh Baruch when we came out of Mitzrayim, we're his Avadim, and we have no choice at this point. And just like Evan has no choice to say, no, I don't want to, we have no choice at this point. We are his Avadim, L'toiv Loch.